This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lansing Lugnuts infielder Nick Podcool. Nick, how many gloves do you have?
With me right now, I have one, but I'd say in total, I have like four or five.
I've seen you at second base. I've seen you at third base. How many positions have you played?
I've played first, second, third, and short. I haven't really played the outfield much in professional baseball, or at all in professional baseball, but I played there a little bit when I was younger, so caught a little bit when I was younger. I even pitched a little bit in high school, so I've played every position at least once in my life.
Is there a good way to take care of a glove to break it in?
I think just, treat it like it's your friend. Like, whenever I go on the road, I always carry it. I never throw it in the bottom of my bag. And then just, I do it a particular way. I like to flare the fingers out and try to keep it stiff. I guess that's what I do.
Do you treat your bats any similarly, or the glove is more special?
I would say the glove is more special. Bats, I kind of just throw them in the bat bag. It's whatever. But the glove, you got to take care of. It's your baby.
You made a diving play that we've already seen at second base this season. What's the best defensive play you can remember making?
I made a pretty good play against Seth Beer last year at Notre Dame. I don't really know, honestly. I just like making the routine plays. I don't like making errors, so if I make an error, I'm pretty bummed.
How was it playing baseball for Notre Dame?
It was awesome. It was an unbelievable experience. Just all the history and tradition that goes with Notre Dame, the alumni network. Like, it goes beyond just, you know, Northwest Indiana. It's all around the country. So there's awesome alumni groups. Like, when we travel to San Diego or San Antonio, people throwing like get-togethers for us. So it was a really special experience for me.
Did you grow up as a Fighting Irish fan?
Where I grew up, because I grew up about an hour away, so yeah. It was either you loved Notre Dame or you hated them. And I guess I was the one that I didn't hate Notre Dame, but I wasn't a Golden Domer per se.
Yeah.
But then once I took my first step on campus for my visit, I was like, geez, I understand why people love this place so much, because it's so special.
Did they approach you while you were in high school?
Yeah, Coach Aoki called me when I was a junior in high school, I believe.
All right, so you took that visit.
Took that visit.
And you said, I'm sold.
Yeah, pretty much. It was like, they were actually the first college that called me, so that was the only visit that I went on, because it was like, why go on any other ones when you got Notre Dame? It's just like such a great school, so it was hard not to pick it when they called.
How did you grow as a ball player here at Notre Dame?
When I was in high school, I was pretty small, undersized. I didn't really hit for power. And then just when I got to Notre Dame, I wanted to kind of take that next step. Hitting the weight room, and then coaches working on me with my swings and stuff like that, just trying to get bigger, faster, stronger. So I finally hit, you know, got some power numbers in there. I hit a couple home runs my sophomore year, and then a couple more my junior year. That was probably the biggest step that I took in college.
How great was your 2018 college season?
It was a lot of fun. I wish we would have ended a little better as a team, but I was pretty happy with the way that I performed, and it was a good time being with the guys. We had a great group that year, so it was a really good experience.
Joined by the Lansing Lugnuts' Nick Podcool, did you have any expectations approaching draft day?
Not really, because like I said, coming into college, I always wanted to play professional baseball, but it was never like, I don't really have any expectations like that. So I was hoping that I had a pretty good season my junior year, so I was hoping, and I talked to a good amount of scouts, but I never wanted to set like an expectation. So I was happy with that, whatever opportunity that I got.
Were you locked in on the draft tracker, or were you trying to distract yourself?
I was pretty locked in on it, to be honest. It was a little stressful, just because you got people telling you one thing, and then time goes on, and you're like, I hope I get picked. But like I said, like, if I would have went last pick in the last round, I would have been happy. So,
but you didn't.
Yeah.
You got drafted by the Blue Jays relatively early, I'd say.
Right.
Did they give you the call before?
They called my agent, and they said, we're going to take Nick here. And I didn't believe it right away. I was like, I mean, I knew beforehand, But I was still watching the tracker really close. I was like, I'm not gonna believe it till I see it. So, and then when it happened, it was just like a, you know, my whole family like jumped up and down. It was a cool experience.
Did you celebrate?
Yeah, we celebrated a little bit. We just had some like family members over, got together, but nothing too crazy.
How soon after you got drafted were you playing in your very first professional game?
It was quick. It was like a couple days. We went down to Dunedin to the complex for a little mini camp, and then it's probably within two, three weeks we were playing up in Vancouver. So it was a quick turnaround.
I have heard that the atmosphere at the net in Vancouver is just wild. How was that?
It's crazy. Every single game, it's sold out. Day game, night game, whatever. 6,000 fans screaming. It's a really good atmosphere. I got lucky to play there for my first professional experience.
And then I read an interview that you gave where you said the reason why you finished so strong was that you took some of the pressure off yourself. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, baseball's a tough game because you can do everything right and you can still get out, and then you can take a really bad swing and bloop it over first base, you know. So, like right now, it's the same way. Like, I'm not getting the hits that I want, but, I mean, there's no reason to stress about it because you can go 0-for-4 one game, then the next day you go 4-for-4. It's just how baseball works. So I think the less pressure you put on yourself, the easier it is to perform.
After your first pro season, did you approach the off season saying, I'm going to try to work on some things in terms of fitness or workout or strength and conditioning?
I tried to change some stuff in my swing, just like from a mechanic standpoint, just to try to be more efficient to the ball. And then, yeah, I just tried to get bigger and faster and stronger in the off season because that's something that you can always improve regardless of what you did the year before.
So how did you feel coming into spring training?
I felt really, really good. I felt like I had a good spring training, so I was really excited to get started here. It's when you go without baseball for so long, I was stuck in Indiana in the cold weather. It's just like once I got to Florida, I was so excited to get going.
How big is baseball part of your family?
It's a huge part of my family. I mean, I would say pretty much all sports is a huge part of my family, but baseball, like, you know, me and my brother played our whole lives. Like, our dad, you know, was our coach and stuff like that growing up. So it's always been a big part. My mom's a crazy baseball fan. She thinks she knows everything about it. So, yeah, it's a big part of my family.
Cubs or White Sox?
Cubs.
Yeah.
Even though we're at the South Bend Cubs, I gotta say Cubs.
No, but I was wondering, where you grew up, depending on where it was.
Yeah, I was Cubs. My brother was White Sox growing up, so you know how that goes.
How did that go? Why did each of you choose a different team?
I chose the Cubs because I love Sammy Sosa. He chose the White Sox because he liked Frank Thomas. And then it was just a rivalry for every single crosstown showdown or whatever they call it.
How is this for him with you in minor league baseball?
He's really excited for me. Like, he's always been my biggest supporter. And actually, he had a really good year. He played Division III baseball, so we had a really good year, his senior year. He thought he might get picked up late. It didn't work out, but he kept the dream going. He went to a couple showcases and tryouts. And now he's got a shot to play independent ball, so I'm really happy for him.
That's great.
Yeah.
And then you said not just baseball, all sports.
All sports.
What other sports?
Between me and my brother, we'll go play basketball, play one-on-one. It'll get pretty competitive. Golf's another big one. Pool, like, I mean, anything we can do, really. Like, we'll go throw the football outside so you can throw it the furthest, stuff like that. So it's just fun. It's all in good fun.
Nick, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Lansing Lugnuts infielder Nick Podkuhl. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.